Today in the studio, we've got a fantastic trio with pianist Sharp Radway, Jason Marsalis on drums, and of course, please help me welcome Mr. Benny Golson. And Benny, what would you like to start off with today?
I think a song called Along Came Betty, but there's a little short story I think the audience should really know about, and I'll quickly tell it. I was playing with a rhythm and blues band when I met this girl. I was playing with, and I'm embarrassed to tell the name of the group sometimes, but it was Bull Moose Jackson and his Buffalo Bearcats.
Woo!
And I was a Bearcat, and we were playing a little town in Ohio called Dayton. And that's where I met a girl named Betty Pritchett. And I became, well, my wife is here, so I'll have to be careful of my words here. We became very, very good friends, and I fancied that one day Betty and I would marry, and I would wash dishes for her and take the kids off to school and things like that. Then I thought about the old black and white pictures, and in the picture, during the picture, this couple had all kinds of problems, but everything was resolved at the end of the picture, and before it faded to black, they were holding arms, walking over the horizon into forever. See, I saw all of that. I woke up one day, and Betty was gone. I found myself in a real jazz band, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. We had the occasion to play Washington, D.C., whereupon I met another lovely young lady whose name was not Betty, but Bobby. Now, while I knew Betty, I had written a song for her dedicated to a call, Along Came Betty, which was prompted by the way she walked. Mm-hmm. But now I met Bobby, and I didn't trust walking off into forever and silhouetted in the sun and the moon, so I married her right away, and that was 53 years ago. And, you know, when you first get married, people would shake my hand. Because my way, she was always with me, you know. They would shake my hand, and they'd turn to her, thinking about the song, and you must be Betty. But, of course, she was Bobby, and that caused a few problems. And I thought, well, maybe I should change the title from Along Came Betty to Along Came Bobby. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it. Too late.
Saxophonist Benny Golson live in the studios here at KPLU with Sharp Radway at the piano, Jason Marsalis drumming. Benny Golson, one of the most impressive careers, not only a fantastic saxophone player, but a wonderful composer of such songs as Whisper Not, Along Came Betty, Killer Joe, and of course you also worked in TV and film and commercials in Los Angeles. 56 years now since your first record. What would today's Benny Golson tell a 22-year-old Benny Golson just beginning his career?
About Benny Golson?
About life, about jazz,
yeah,
about the business?
It would be the same thing. Since life is perpetual as a musician, I'm still trying. Somebody asked me once, what is my favorite song? And I said, I haven't written it yet. Yeah, so that's an adventure. I have something to look forward to each day.
One of your best-known songs is with the Jazz Tet. It's called Killer Joe, and it's got one of the great intros in all of jazz. Was there a real guy, Killer Joe? Was that based on any particular person?
You know, I get asked that question all the time. Who was Killer Joe? Actually, Killer Joe was the embodiment of all the people like him. Now, when I first came to New York, I was with Dizzy Gillespie, and we used to play at a club called Birdland. And I noticed there, because where we were sitting, there was a wide staircase coming this way and then facing us, so we could see everybody coming in as we were playing. And I noticed a certain character used to come in all the time, sartorially dressed, nice and hair coiffed, fingernails done, and his Cadillac parked up outside, being parked by the attendant, a lady on each arm. He always had plenty of money. He'd set up the bar. I saw him in New York. And then I saw the same type of guy in Chicago. Then I saw him in Los Angeles, and in Boston, and Miami. Finally, I said to one of the guys in the band, who are these guys that come in like this with these ladies? And they said to me, oh, these ladies work for him. I said, oh, stenographers, I thought. But then I said, at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, where are their notepads? Then I got it. These characters were pimps, you know, I was so, it was ridiculous. I had to laugh about it. And I said, I've got to write a song about this guy. And it'll be the embodiment of, I've got to pick a common name. The most common name I could think of was Joe. Mm-hmm. But what would his moniker be? I remember as a kid coming up in right after Prohibition, some of that stuff leaked over. They were still making bootleg whiskey and writing numbers and things like that. And in the crowd of all that illegality, there was always somebody named Killer. Killer Green, Killer Johnson. Maybe that was to show that they were good at what they did. I don't know. But that stuck with me. So my character had to be Killer Joe. So we were living in New York then, my wife and I, who's in the corner over there. One morning I got up and I said, this is going to be the day that I write Killer Joe. So I started at 9 o'clock in the morning and play those two chords. Yes, all day long I played those two chords, and she couldn't hear what I was thinking. I was thinking of various melodies that I could use, and when I finished, I had three songs, three Killer Joes, but I had to choose one. Mm-hmm. But she heard those chords all day, and it was wintertime, and I kept noticing she kept leaving the apartment, so I knew she wasn't going outside, and she'd come back after about 5 or 10 minutes. I didn't know why she was leaving. So after I finally finished the song, she was the closest one around. I would ask her, what did she think about it? And it was like she was waiting those 12 hours to tell me. And the reason she was leaving, she was about to throw up from hearing those two chords all day. And when I asked her, what did she think about the song, she couldn't wait to tell me the answer. And she blurted out, it'll never make it. It's too monotonous. And after success and many fur coats, she changed her mind.
Benny Golson live in our studios. How about we hear that one? Killer
oh,
Joe.
Okay. Now, Killer knew I was coming here.
Yeah?
And he sent a message. He wants you to know that he has more stenographers in his stable. He's traded in his Eldorado Cadillac for a Mercedes-Benz. Mm-hmm. And he's changed the appearance of his wardrobe. He's updated himself.
Killer Joe, Benny Golson with
and
Sharp
he still
Radway.
Doesn't work.
Jason Marsalis drumming.
Thank you.
Joe. Saxophonist Benny Golson live in the studios here at KPLU. Jason Marsalis at the drums and Sharp Radway on piano. Benny, we have a time for one more song if you've got it in you.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm fortunate. I'm still above ground.
Amen, brother.
Okay. Thank you.